Sonic Erotica.
So in a moment, we have a discussion and a talk about what that feels like and our experiences of opening up to this energy and how life-changing it is. And let you come back to Earth first.
Breathing with your feet.
Come down to the Earth. Is that up?
Like it's always there, that state. And just as humans, we feel so much, and you know, maybe our brains try and figure out what it means and makes it into good and bad or right and wrong. And those sorts of feelings lead to numbing that, numbing the feeling.
Sensations, shutting down.
To being vulnerable and alive and delicate and feeling everything.
And none of it's good or bad or judging any of it, just allowing it to be. No.
And opening up to love and
up to yourself.
Yeah. And how blissful
life can be if we allow it to be.
That is orgasm. Feeling alive.
And feeling, opening your heart to everything.
Yeah.
And allowing every feeling and emotion to be felt and expressed, and working with this energy and allowing this energy to become more available to you in life. It's the key in the doorway is that vulnerability and that surrender, and allowing the mind
to let go
and to still be there, but just to see if you just feel, what does it feel like? What does it feel like when someone starts to move my energy or comes into my energy field and I connect to them? What does it feel like as I am not touching my skin, I'm moving around my skin? Can I feel something? And then starting to connect back into that place of what every sensation feels like.
And that's really coming from a space of being in the heart too.
Yeah.
Feeling,
not thinking.
Yeah.
Because thinking shuts things down, and there's a place for it, but it's about allowing your feeling sensation to open up, and it can be released generally through the voice. And as that energy moves through, like I've had in these states of orgasmic bliss, full body laughing orgasms. I've had a screaming orgasm, and it's like a crying orgasm, like a hiccuping, laughing, don't know what's going on, but just orgasming and all these noises coming out and sound like a wild animal. And it's like, wow. It's part of that animalistic side of us coming out and being expressed. And it's beautiful to witness someone in that state of vulnerability as well.
Totally.
It's an honour.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.